The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Hey, today's the 27th of October, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Christina's at the helm. And what national day is it? Don't tell me you got to look it up.
First of all, good morning.
Good morning.
I know, he's moving quickly.
You should just hit me with some Ukrainian and back me up. Because I don't know what you're saying to me. I mean, it could be, oh, you're such a nice guy. Or it could be something else. Except I...
Oh. Do you believe in mystical things?
In what?
Mystical.
Mysterical?
Mysterious.
Mystical.
Yeah, mystical.
Yes. No, kind
today's of. Today's National Black Cat Day.
Black Cat Day.
Oh.
Yeah, we have a couple in our neighborhood that we've been talking to Haven Humane about, and they just keep ignoring us.
No,
I'm just kidding. Just kidding.
Because we have our pet of the week here.
Yeah, because Katrina's here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so today is National Black Cat. Did you know that a lot of places, like Haven Humane and others, they will not adopt out black cats around Halloween?
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that?
Yeah, we've heard about that, and yeah. I have a girlfriend who used to at one time have 22 cats, and she said
that
black cats are really
that's
a...
That's true.
No, we do. We still adopt out black cats.
Yeah, but not during Halloween.
I mean, we're not going to deny someone an adoption.
Yeah.
I mean, if they came in real spooky, then
if it looks like it's going to be used in some kind of satanic cult thing, yeah, I got it. Okay.
Anyway, let me go to the quick weather update. We have areas of smoke. Boy, I'll tell you what, did you see that yesterday? And it really affected some people's allergies because is it an official burn? Or
yes, yeah.
So okay,
2,000 acres were being
pretty intense.
Yeah, it was a prescribed burn, but I noticed yesterday coming back from Palisades, the whole sky was yellow.
Well, we can have wind gusts with all of this as well, up to 18 miles per hour today. So we do have a fire weather watch and a wind advisory watch. So it looks like we've got tonight widespread haze, areas of smoke between 11 and 2, mostly clear with lows around 43 tonight. We are currently 40 degrees right now, and our high steady will be 67. Tomorrow calls for sunny and breezy with a high of 64, an overnight low, clear skies of 46. Sunday's calling.
Wait a minute. Look at the wind on Saturday.
Saturday.
32 miles
yes,
per
it looks
hour.
Like gusts,
stand
yes,
by.
With gusts overnight with 20 to 26 miles per hour. Sunday. Looks like it's going to be sunny with a high near 71 and gusts up to 30 miles per hour again. So we are just be very careful with the fire weather watch and the wind advisory. You know, it's really interesting. They have a scheduled burn, and wouldn't you know, it's right when the gusts of winds happen. Can't they cancel the burn, or is it too late now? But anyway.
They burn it, and you can take a look out there in the skies.
You can, and you can feel it in your nose and everything else. But the weather is brought to you by our friends out in Anderson, the Kinney family, which is a veteran-owned business, Shasta Gas Propane. Of course, we're in the season now where you're going to really be thinking about your propane needs for those of you who actually, that's how you heat your homes. And they will work with you and give you discounts and come to places that are very, very hard to reach with senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793.
Yeah, I just had breakfast with Chuck yesterday, and I tell you what, you can thank this administration for the cost of your gasoline and your propane and all of that. But we're here with Katrina on a happy thing. You brought in...
Chico. Good morning.
Chica.
Oh. Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, I have Chico with me.
Oh, Chico.
Chica.
That's what I
thought.
Yeah,
she's
Chica.
A girl.
Yeah.
And she's a 3-year-old pit mix, black and white, mostly black, but with like the little bit of white on her face and on her feet and that sort of thing.
On her nose. She's got a white spot right above her nose, and it's really cute.
It's very cute. And she's definitely a reminder, you know, that we have a lot of varying personalities at Haven. You know, last week I brought in a very calm, relaxed dog, and Chica is not calm or relaxed. She's very excited to be here, and she is super sweet. She loves everyone she has met, and she's also really good with other dogs as well. She's definitely a little bundle of energy, though. Wherever she, you know, came from, I don't think, you know, she was taught a lot of manners, such as to not jump on people or things like that. So she will jump up on you. She definitely just is so excited whenever she meets anybody. So, you know, definitely a rambunctious girl that is full of love.
Wonderful. Well, what's happening with Haven this month in October and November coming up? Do you have any specials or something that we need to know about, like what we can do in order to get to the shelter and help you empty it?
We don't have any specials going on. I know this Saturday we're going to be at the food truck retreat at Anderson River Park.
Okay.
That's going on from, I believe, 3 to 7 o'clock. We're going to have some of our volunteer team there playing some games and kind of giving people some more information about Haven, especially like how to volunteer and whatnot. It's not an adoption event or anything like
that,
but we are going to be at that. So if you end up being there with your kids, definitely come say hi to us. And aside from that, you know, with Halloween coming up, just a reminder to keep your pets safe during the holidays, not letting them have any Halloween candy or anything like that.
Right.
And if you are having people over for festivities, definitely keep your pet's safety and comfort in mind during those times.
I have a quick story to share since we have Pet of the Week on during a Halloween story. I have a girlfriend who had a dog, and she could not figure out why this dog would get this tummy ache and get sick. And she would take it into the vet and have it stomach pumped and try to figure out what was going on. And he'd come back and he'd be fine. And then all of a sudden, he'd just get sick again. Well, come to find out, her daughter had taken her Halloween candy and hid it under the bed.
Oh,
and the dog
no.
was getting in through all those different times, and they could not figure it out. And they found out, oh, here it was. So that's something that we need to tell parents, people listening to the story with their kids on the way to school. Is if you have pets, make sure that you put that candy in a drawer and up and away, because you know your critters are going to get into it.
Yeah, your husband's. And the other thing is my sister's dog ate some chocolate that my mom had put in her room, but the dog got to it. And, you know, a couple $1,000s later, the dog was fine, but they had it pumped. They had, you know, an emergency thing and you know, all this stuff. So, you got to watch that. Plus, if you're having a party and people are dressed up in costumes, the dog, this is all brand new to your pets. And, you know, it might be the time to crate them for that evening.
Definitely.
Something like that. I don't think we've ever had a Halloween party because I dress up enough during the year for other things. So, anyway, okay, so Chica is a bundle of energy. She's about 60 pounds, would you say?
Yeah, 50, about
50, 60
50,
pounds.
50.
If you, friendly, just friendly as anything. And she just was looking for a family, probably with kids, or, you know, maybe
active,
8, 9, 10-year-olds.
Active
that,
family.
That can play with them and take walks.
I think she would
things.
Love to have some kids in her life.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Because, and let me tell you, it would take like 2 days, and the dog, or maybe not even 2 days, the dog would be sleeping with the kids. You can just see this. This is such a friendly dog.
She really is.
She really is. So, well, thank you so much, as usual, for coming in here and bringing a great animal in.
Of course. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
What about the that Labby that you had that was the sedate, you know? Remember him?
Which one? Oh, the Wilson? Lab?
Wilson.
Thinking about him?
Yeah. Is Wilson still there?
No.
Oh, no, he got
Wilson.
Adopted that day.
Yeah,
oh, that's
he was adopted
right.
immediately.
That,
yeah, well,
me?
Wilson, what a great dog that was. It just, as far as personality, Wilson was another real friendly dog, but Wilson had no problem laying down and saying, okay, I feel good.
Yeah.
And getting his stomach rubbed. So, yeah. Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Have a great weekend.
Yeah, you guys too.
I guess we'll see you when we see you next week. We have already gone through Halloween.
Yeah.
It'll be the beginning of November. Can you believe that?
That's right. So see you next month.
All right. Take care. Thanks.
Hey.
A lot going on this weekend, right?
Well, Reading Haunted House is going on, put on by the Rotary Club down at the Monolith.
Ooh.
Yeah. And The today is Reading Restart, and they're addressing mental health out at the Mercy Oaks Center at it's at the Mercy Oaks
Center.
It's
11 o'clock today.
It's at 100 Mercy Oaks Drive in Reading. It's down right off of
299.
Yeah, next to kind of really close to Simpson, that area, just going down that road. And this is Reading Restart addressing mental health. They've got a number of speakers there. It goes from 9 o'clock. To 11 today.
Oh, okay, good.
Just 2 hours.
All right.
And, but they're going to have, speakers that the event seeks to challenge the stigmas concerning or surrounding mental health and homelessness and educate our community through informed conversation and the sharing of stories. Okay, so that's going to happen today between 9 and 11. For more information, just go to Good News Rescue Mission. And so it's gnrm.org/forum. And the Haunted House, they've got like 10 rooms there. And like I said, the Reading Rotary is putting it on. And you've got all these business owners and people that are in the Rotary that are dressing up.
Fine.
To have a wonderful night.
Well, there. We're going to go see Rocky Horror tonight at the Axiom.
That's right.
Looking forward to that.
Yep.
Do we have any more tickets to give away for the MASH Bash?
You know what? I have one more.
Okay.
I have one set of tickets
left here. Those are wonderful
tickets. For the
tickets.
Monster MASH Bash tonight.
That's going to be at the Anderson VFW.
Yeah, it starts at 5:30 and goes to 9. Costume contest, music, dinner, prizes. All types of things, and these tickets are worth $50 a piece, and I have got two tickets here for somebody who just like to go out tonight, and if you want to put on a mask or whatever, or just go there and just have a good time and support the Northern California Heritage Museum, Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. So 605-4567. I'd like to give these away this morning. It's the only ones we have left, and it's good for two. So it's $100 worth of tickets right here. What else we have here?
Well, let's take an early break. We're going to take a late break. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, Shasta County Supervisor, District 4, inviting you to my fundraising dinner this November 18th, Anderson VFW, doors open at 4 p.m. Lots of great items, trips, and of course, lots of fantastic guns. Barbecue dinner by Rockin' Pete's. I'm proud of the work that we have accomplished this year, and with your support, I'd like to continue. Supervisor Jones's fundraising dinner this November 18th. For tickets, you can go to Jones's Fort or call me at 530-222-3223.
Walk the plank down to Wind River Resort and Casino for our Halloween bash on Saturday, October 28th.
Yo ho ho, and a mic that blows. Too Short is the captain, everyone knows.
Grab your mates and join American rapper and record producer Too Short for a wicked good time on the dance floor. Dress in your best costume and let the stars guide you to your pirate booty. Tickets for this event start at $45 plus fees. Must be 21 to attend. For tickets, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, Chairman of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. I'm proud of the work that we have accomplished this year, most notably getting rid of the Dominion voting machines, which we have proved are hackable. For the first time in a long time, we are going to have fair elections. By using volunteers in the process to hand count ballots, we will save money, and to date, we have over 400 people signed up. Fair elections, saving money, working hard for you. Vote no on the cry recall. Vote for Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
Step into savings at Design Time and Tile during National Karastan Month and bring timeless luxury and sophisticated style to your home for the holidays. Enjoy the style and durability of environmentally friendly Karastan luxury carpet. Easy to clean with permanent built-in stain and soil resistance, or choose from the flawless craftsmanship of Karastan Luxcraft Luxury Vinyl and Belalux Hardwood Collections. Live beautifully with Karastan and Design Time and Tile, voted 2022 Best of the North State, Clear Creek Road and Highway 273, or visit our website designtimestore.com. DirschLandscapesSupply.com.
Hey, it's Cindy at Laux Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road, and we're excited to celebrate our fourth anniversary here at Laux Landscape Supply. So October 20th through the 29th is your chance to save big on products like 50-pound Dimension Pre-Emergent on sale for $32.99 a bag, or our popular Garden Power Soil for only $51.99 a yard. Great timing to put in sod, and it's on sale as low as 71 cents a square foot. Or how about the new Mocha Lava Rock reduced to $79.99 a yard? Building a patio or walkway? Artisan Slate Pavers are on sale for $3.99 a square foot. Ranger Pro Concentrate in a 2.5-gallon jug is only $79.99, and even cheaper if you buy two. These are just a few of the items you'll find on sale at Laux Landscape Supply October 20th through the 29th at the corner of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. Give us a call at 530-378-2220. Find us on the web at LauxLandscapeSupply.com, or just come see us at 6023 Turn Creek Road. Laux Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
I've tried barbecue from here to the other side of the Mississippi, son, and Smokin' Joe's in Redding, it's the best. St. Louis pork ribs, tri-tip, tender pulled pork, sweet and tangy barbecue chicken, and so much more. Kindly step in or use their convenient drive-thru.
Hey, this is Joe from Smokin' Joe's Barbecue. If you want to try the best barbecue in the North State, try Smokin' Joe's on Airport Road next to Dutch Rose.
Check out Smokin' Joe's Barbecue, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., now open Sundays.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and DeBott, 7:21 in the morning on the 27th of October. It's about, that can't be right.
You know, I was just thinking about
the temperature I have.
It's 40.
On my computer.
I don't know. We've just been, our clocks are 4 hours off. I mean, yeah. You know, I was just thinking about that Eddie Money song, Take Me Home Tonight, and the singer. Oh, I mean, be on the plane next to somebody and say, people, what do? Well, you know, you probably, it's like, you know, what's that called? 20 steps or 2 steps. I don't know what to stardom about the background singers that have really
12,
been.
Was it 12 feet from stardom?
Something like that. Something I have to look it up. It's a great documentary. And I'm sorry that I'm misquoting now, but, so that singer who just did the, you know, that's like a famous guitar lick. Just that little vocal right there.
And you can pick out the song just from that.
Just from that.
Yeah.
Exactly. You know, when I used to do like, pop radio, you would do something like that as a contest. You would give 1 second of, and somebody would have to guess. Be in like the rotation of who's gonna, like, say win a rafting trip or something. Anyway.
Shasta County's planning a media campaign against the Fountain Wind Project. And what does that mean? It's a $100,000 program the county's going to put on. They're going to have direct mails, video, and radio ads, and developing a media kit to inform the public about what the county considers the negative effects of the proposed Fountain Wind Energy Generation Facility. If you remember, when this came up before, the Planning Commission voted unanimously against it, and when it came up in the front of the Board of Supervisors, it was a 4-1 vote against it. But then the state passed a law, as they have a tendency to do, to take away control out from your local authorities, and said these projects can be approved at the state level. And as soon as they passed that law, the Fountain Wind people came back in and applied for the permits to put the wind towers back up. So county residents are still upset about that. And so the Shasta County is going to put out a campaign to inform everybody in Shasta County of the reasons why they don't want to have that. So you're going to see that next year. When they get it launched. So you're probably going to hear spots here on the show or on the station, too.
I think it's important that we kind of shift gears here a little bit, Carl, and I'm sure those who are listening, is that we have this deep mourning in our souls for the families of what happened in Maine with the shootings. the souls that lost their lives. They're just sitting there bowling or just gathering, and all of a sudden, you know, this crazy person, and what's even worse. I mean, there's nothing worse than death, is that that happened to be somebody who served our country and then lost his mind.
Yeah.
And was a gun instructor. And then was killed by the police with his first...
Yeah, the police arrested him in the summer, and
yeah.
And he ends up 2 weeks in a mental institution, and they've got a law there. It's called the Yellow Flag Law that the police can use for something like this, and they can go then go to their homes and take their firearms.
But they did not.
But they did not do that, and there's going to be a lot of questioning about that. He was hearing voices. He had threatened to shoot up. He was a National Guardsman. When he threatened to shoot up the National Guard Armory and was saying he was hearing voices, the police got involved, and yet nothing happened after that. So, and they still haven't found him yet. He may still be alive, but I doubt it. A lot of times after these incidents, the perpetrator will then kill themselves. But they've still got him on lockdown.
Yeah,
that area.
Yeah, it's his officials are telling residents to stay vigilant, remain inside.
No school.
I mean, yeah. It's just talk about being held hostage the morning of these people. You know, like they need to go to the mortuary. They need to do these things. The families. I mean, if you've had anybody, first of all, that passes away tragically, not necessarily by a shooting, but just tragically, there is a process, you know, like shock, food, community. And, you know, there's just so much fear. This is like being war-torn in your own neighborhood.
The fact is there are hundreds of law enforcement personnel, FBI, I'm sure U.S. Marshal Services, and they brought in a border patrol tracking team, and that's their thing, is to go out and find people like this. It is a tragedy, and you can never figure out what's in this guy. Obviously has mental problems, and yet he walks into a bowling alley where there's families and starts shooting. And then he goes to a bar, and I saw where the bar manager tried to stop him and was killed.
When you are going into, help us understand this, because you enlisted in the Marines, but this would have been in the 70s. You enlisted, you wanted to go in, and then after a while, then you became... then you went in after, there's like what they call a Mustang. So you enlisted and then you were, what's
went
that
to
called?
OCS.
Okay. Officer Candidate School. And so, I guess they call that a double-sided thing. I still don't understand. Well, they call that a Mustang because it wasn't like you went to college and then became an officer. You enlisted
first.
Right.
And then went to OCS.
So when you enlisted back in, did you have to take a huge test to find out where you were emotionally and mentally? Do you remember this?
No, No, that's not what they do, though. I really, truly believe that they probably should give a test for PTSD before you come in the military, because the military is not the only, or combat is not the only reason people get post-traumatic stress. It could be things that have happened at home. It could be car wrecks. It could be anything can give people this post-traumatic stress. And they don't, at least they didn't used to, I don't think they still do, is they don't test to see if you're already suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder. But I can tell you that only one time in the Marine Corps did I see where somebody shot some people, and there was nothing wrong with the guy. He was a former gang member that took a pistol and shot two people down at the airfield, gosh, decades ago. And but for having something like this happen. I think the other time was that doctor at Fort Hood, Texas.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
When he came in and started shooting everybody.
Right. The fact that he, because I said, Carl, what do you think makes someone snap?
I don't know.
They plan to go in. And here's the thing is that he was held under surveillance before. So you know that the authorities are saying, where could we please do, there's got to be a huge study on this guy. Like, what did you see? Did any of the guys that were in the reserve unit with him, what they did say, and one of his Army colleagues described him as a skilled marksman and among the best shooters in the Army Reserve unit. Okay, that's one thing. Okay, you could be really good at that, but that doesn't mean you're going to take that and put the and start, you know. Where does the psychotic break happen?
Well, that's in, you know, the fact that they had him for the 2 weeks and in an inpatient facility is a huge, you would think is a huge flag.
And they would go other confiscate
people,
guns.
Yeah, other people that do these things, you know, that the Colorado shootings, these kids that did it, people started talking about, well, they were weird and they were all of these things and all that. So to try and, you know, to try and say, I mean, indicators are there, obviously. But then you have to do something about it, and then you have to follow it up.
Yeah.
And you don't follow it up by taking everybody's guns away from them. It, you know, this guy had all the indicators that there's something was wrong there and had threatened to shoot things, and yet nothing, there was no follow-up after he was put into the institution, at least nothing you can see that's been published. Okay, this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank is truly a community bank, local board of directors, locally owned. It's a great bank. They've got 4 branches, 1 in Red Bluff, 2 right here in Redding, and 1 down in Anderson. We do business with Cornerstone Community Bank, very happy with them. They've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Mow, dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota VX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota VX Series, rated number 1 in durability and owner experience. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Now at Black Bear Diner, enjoy 4 new buttermilk biscuit creations. so huge, so monumental, you're going to need a fork and knife to enjoy them. Each featuring our enormous, baked, fresh in our kitchen every day buttermilk biscuits, the baby burn chicken fried steak, the savory tri-tip benedict, the hot honey crispy chicken, the colossal breakfast club. So get to Black Bear Diner today and grab your fork and knife for a limited time only.
Black Bear Diner.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. La Gloria Cubana Classic, a longtime favorite created with Nicaraguan and Dominican fillers and an exquisite Ecuadorian Sumatra wrapper. Along with a medium body profile, this stick offers rich chocolate and leathery notes with a cedary finish, guaranteed to age well. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 27th of October, 7:35 in the morning, this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Locally owned, local business, veteran-owned business. Jeff Worst knows more about repairing windshields than most everybody else. And whether it's a small chip or a crack over 2 feet in length, Jeff can fix it. Whether it's a car, a truck, or an RV, I've seen him working on the big RVs. I've got had a small crack in that huge windshield, and he can fix that. Guarantees his work.
When we think of, holidays coming up and, thank yous to neighbors, and I know we always, for the last 2 years, we put up peach jam because we had a prolific peach tree in the front of our house, and we loved it. We did like 54 jars last year. And this year, because of the weather, the buds were rained off and blown. Well, I think we had 7 peaches. But my point is, I digress, is that Crackmaster Windshield and Repair, if you're thinking about, like, what do you get somebody who could use something through the year, Crackmaster, it could be a chip or a crack, and this would be a wonderful gift certificate to give somebody who's, like, has a need to get something done to their car that may not do that otherwise. And you don't want it to grow, because now that we come into the heat, into the cold, and we put that air, the windshields are cold.
Water can get into the cracks and freeze and just expand them. So, and you can get a free inspection and analysis just by taking your vehicle down to 3208 South Market Street, or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373. Okay, have you ever heard of the pike minnow?
The pike minnow. You know who would know that?
Yeah, but the pike minnow is a fish in the Oregon rivers that feeds on steelhead and salmon smolt. And they eat millions of these every year. So the state of Oregon has started a program where they pay people to catch the pike minnow, and an angler there, and any fisherman can do it. And they've got to be 9 inches, at least 9 inches in length. But an angler there received $107,800 in bounties on this fish this year. He caught 10,755 northern pike minnows during the season from May through September. And, guys, if you're a fisherman, you go, and your wife says, or your husband says, where are you going today? I'm going to go out and work today. So they, the second highest number, this person caught 9,786 fish, got $99,000 in bounties. Now, how do they do that? The program runs because it doles out significant cash to hundreds of anglers. In this case, it was thousands of anglers for removing pike minnow, species known to prey on the salmon and steelhead smolt. The fish has to be brought into a registration station, has to be 9 inches or longer, and the more fish brought in, the more cash prizes they receive. The first 25 in one season are worth $6 each. After 25, they're worth $8, and after 200, they're worth $10 a piece.
And what can you do with, I'm curious, is there something, and I'm just completely going to sound like I really don't know.
They're ugly fish.
But other than that, I always kind of feel like God puts something on our planet for a reason. Can pike be consumed? Can it be mulch for?
I'm sure they can do mulch and that kind of stuff.
But can it be consumed?
Yeah, it might be. Now, they usually get. They had a total of 156,000 pike minnows were caught by almost 12,000 anglers in the 2023 season. And what this does, it just gives the steelhead and the salmon a better chance of growing and making it out to the make it into the ocean. So now here in California, we've got the stripers that hang out down there at the fisheries, and when they release all the little trout out there, the stripers, which is, I don't even think it has a limit on them, goes out there and eats hundreds of thousands of these little trout that they turn loose. Anyway.
Well, there is a, you can eat it, because here's on YouTube, there's how to catch, clean, and cook northern pike.
No, that's a northern pike.
Oh.
This is different.
Okay.
Dolores, good morning. Good morning, Dolores.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
I want to say that ever since you talked about that logo, you know, what happened to you, it just refreshed my memory of so many things that I know and what's legal, what's not, because I had an attorney who actually had to send a letter to somebody who was using.
Can you turn her up? Can you turn that up at all?
Yeah, you had to have an attorney that would represent you regarding something. What was that also?
It was also a logo. And, you know, he had to send them a letter and saying, hey, you continue using the logo, and when you use it, we can go back from when the day you use it. And basically, you will have to pay from the day you made money off that logo.
Okay.
So, you know, I'm just saying that it's almost like when something like this comes up, it's almost like, not that you're looking, but it seems like you kind of like everything starts sticking out in front of you, you know, because
right.
You're aware of it. And so I had a question for you, and not to try to put you on the spot, because I know you said that you don't endorse anybody or any campaigns. You don't do that.
We don't endorse anybody.
Right. So my question was, like I said, I'm not trying to put you on the spot, but, I just said I asked, but because I noticed that Kevin Christ's campaign on Facebook, he has your logo on there. So that's why I was asking. I'm asking if, he has your logo on there.
He's got a show on the station every other Sunday.
All right. Well, we have shows on Saturday and Sunday that people pay to have that spot, and as long as he is not running for office, he's just like anybody else. If we can open that hour show to have somebody who say that they own a clothing store and they want to talk about fashion, I mean, people could say, well, wait a minute, what about the next guy down the street that's got a store? Well, they came to us and we said, okay, we'll give you this platform for a certain amount of a fee. And like I said, as long as he's not running for office. So we have the recall campaign people that pay and that buy spots. And that's kind of like what it is when you have a media company and people and you have these open times and air commercials that people can buy. I mean, as long as it's not slanderous. That's
right.
What a media company does.
Yeah, no, definitely. I just, like I said, it seems like now these days it's kind of like I said, it's kind of like not that you're looking for it, but it seems like it sticks out more, just like when you see something, it's like, oh, I see that one here, you know. It just kind of wakes you up kind of thing, you know, to be aware of, you know, because it's already been there, but you're more right. aware, to, you know. So, but that's all I just
yeah.
want to say.
I haven't seen that. Yeah.
Post,
and
so,
usually,
anyway,
like, for instance.
I'll go look for it.
Yeah, for instance, when somebody else ran for an office some time ago, they put our names that we supported them, and we had to call them and say, please take our names off of there because we can't do that. Just like, for instance, Dancing with the Stars came along. We didn't go to any of the fundraisers. Once you go to one, you have to do all of them, and because that's fair.
Right.
So it's the same thing with the politics. They may have a show here, but, you know, we offer the space for a certain fee.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dolores.
Okay.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Four Winds Jewelry.
Oh, yes. We love Four Winds Jewelry. They've been with us since the very beginning. We had our wedding rings made there, and I know that Trish and many of people that listen to our show love to go in there. It's they just really have they're honorable. And that's 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Give them a call at 222-2750. Ooh, 530 first. Bye.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Do you have that story inside you just waiting to be shared with the world? We have great news. NaNoWriMo is coming. This November is National Novel Writing Month, and the local writing community is gathering to support local writers and stores. Find out how to get involved by heading to NaNoWriMo.org or finding the Writing Roots team on social media. By working together, this November may be the month your dream becomes a reality.
Explore the wonder and science of wintry landscapes at Turtle Bay's newest museum exhibition, Snow. Tiny Crystals, Global Impact, on display September 16th through December 31st at Turtle Bay Museum. This exhibit dives deep into the environment, culture, adaptations, and sciences all about snow as a valuable resource. Great for all ages. Snow. Tiny Crystals, Global Impact is presented by Carolina Giramonti in memory of Nick L. and Claudia Giramonti. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org, and they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Every day, your life is filled with choices, and when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
At Cornerstone Community Bank,
you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl Mendebod. Today is the 27th of October. It's 7:50 in the morning. It's like 40 degrees out there. Oh! And this portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Judy Maxwell has been helping families, veterans, seniors, business owners since 1993.
We need to get her back around the air.
Yeah,
we need to schedule her.
She came by the other day and dropped off some tickets.
She's amazing.
Yeah, she is.
And her staff.
Yeah, we do business. We have insurance with Maxwell Insurance.
And we send people their way.
Yeah. If you're looking for a second opinion on your insurance, if you still have insurance after what's happening here in California, give her a call at 221-530-221-0441 for a free review and evaluation located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. You can...
Oh, you want to talk about pike real fast.
Oh, those are pike minnows in case – Linda was looking it up and she was – and
there's northern pike.
Yeah, it's not northern pike. This is a subspecies or a different species totally than the northern pike.
Okay.
And it kill literally millions.
Not all pike is the same.
Yeah, not all pike are equal. And they literally kill millions of the smelt that are going from the steelhead. And that are heading out to the ocean. And that's why I think it's a great idea. First of all, they're taking them at a certain size that can eat those fish,
mm-hmm.
eat the babies that are heading for the ocean, and it's not wiping out the whole population of it. Mm-hmm. It's taking the big ones, and that can do the damage. And when you take out that many. You have to say to yourself, and every year they catch about that same amount, so it's obviously not hurting the population of mm-hmm. the pike minnow. We ought to do the same thing with stripers around here in the Sacramento River, is pay people if it's over a certain size. You know,
what damage do the stripers? Well, you know, Mike Mitchell to talk about.
They eat the trout babies, the small, and they eat small everything.
Do they eat anything else that helps the waters?
Like
who are what? Who are the bottom feeders? Are the ones that eat the fungus or the
You've reached the depth of my fish knowledge.
I'm just curious because it's almost like, you know, when you have a bunch of different species together, is there one that has a particular job that even though they eat this one, are they doing another job? That's just my curious level. Curiosity.
The pike minnows eat the steelhead and salmon. So that's why they're doing it. It's stripers eat anything that's smaller than them. And they're not a native fish. They were introduced into our rivers. Okay, enough of that. As you know, there was going to be a big push to go against your guns after this thing happened mm-hmm. in Maine. It always happens. And Biden is... has said that he wants to be able to repeal a law that protects businesses that are operating within the law and hiring lots of people and all this. He wants to repeal a protections that protects gun makers from frivolous lawsuits. Because this way you can sue a law. You know, what he wants is to put the gun makers out of business. That's the bottom line, is thousands of suits, and there's a law that says you can't just sue a company, a gun manufacturing company, because they make guns. And so if you put the companies out of business, then you don't have to worry about having guns. So it's another typical thing from the Biden administration.
Well, you know, here's something that is on, you know, five things you need to know today, that yesterday the U.S., I don't know if people were aware of this, carried out strikes targeting two facilities linked to Iranian-backed militia in Syria following a series of attacks against U.S. forces in the region. The strikes, which were ordered by President Joe Biden, were described as narrowly tailored in self-defense, quotation, and separate from the ongoing conflict in Gaza. The Biden administration has carried out strikes against militias before, but at a time of enormous tension in the Middle East. The U.S. is looking to send a strong message to Iran and the militias not to escalate their attack and spark a wider conflict.
Well, they injured American military.
900 U.S. troops.
Yeah. There's 900 troops in there, but they had several injured from these rocket attacks. So we went back and went after the United States went back
and
went after the rocket areas.
Does this worry you that all of this unrest is, I mean, it...
Does it worry me? It worries me that we don't have a strong foreign policy that can make people think about it. What worries me is Hamas, condemned worldwide as a terrorist organization that's backed by Iran, comes across the border and murders and does atrocities on civilians and children and babies and all this. And I see in the United States of America people marching pro-Hamas. That bothers me. I see professors giving their students extra credit if they go to pro-Hamas rallies. That bothers me. That we've gotten to the point, you know, when people talk about anti-Semitism, all of a sudden, here it is. It's here. It's in our country. And it's got, you know, you can, they are heavy-handed with the Palestinians, okay. But the Palestinians have been led by Hamas since 2006. Now, you can't say any election over there is free except in Israel. The rest of them over there don't have free. Our foreign policy under Obama led to Libya becoming a warlord-controlled state. Syria has been at war for over a decade. Does Assad control his own country? No. Because of everything that we've done before. Hillary Clinton dances and laughs and thinks it was a great thing to hunt down Gaddafi and kill him, even though that was he was a stabilizing force in that country. Was he a good guy? No, of course not. But, this whole thing is we have a weak foreign policy, in my opinion, that's all this is. And then to have something like this happen, and then people are saying, oh, well, you know, you really can't go out there and go in after Hamas. Well, how many of these have to happen? How many slaughter of innocent children and grandmothers and other people have to happen before the country, before Israel strikes back?
You know, yesterday I was listening to Mark Levin, and he, en route, and he was talking about the Americans that have been killed. Why aren't there pictures on the front page of the people who have been killed and their families, where they live, what they did? But we're not seeing that. Like, you know, when we had 9/11 and we have all these pictures that later on came out with the 2,000 people or so that were not only just Americans but throughout the world. And why is it... Why aren't we seeing this?
Well, why did the LA Times have photos of a Palestinian mother and some of her family on their front page instead of the Israelis?
Well, the EU is calling for humanitarian pauses in fighting. Israel's military is preparing for the next stages of the war against Hamas in response to the militant groups. October 7th attacks, the Israel Defense Forces amassed a huge number of troops and military hardware along its border with Gaza. But despite the buildup and the widespread expectations that a ground incursion is imminent, the IDF has so far largely focused on aerial bombardment. Israel's emphasis on airstrikes is intended to create better terms for ground operations. I don't have the answer. None of us do. I just know that our hearts, I feel really sad and anger for just when we're kind of like, you know, is war is not the answer, you know, one retaliation against the other retaliation, it just escalates. I don't know. I mean, you were in these planned operations for years.
Yeah. Well, that was my job, being in the military. And we felt like we were going against a force that was a threat. Maybe not on our soil, but I think that's kind of the big reason that we deploy our troops to fight there. Do we want to fight here in America? The last war we had here was a civil war on our own ground. Yet we continue to let millions of people across the border. And you cannot say, anybody in their right mind cannot say that we have not allowed terrorists across the border. You can't, if you don't catch them, then they, and if terrorists are coming across the border, it's just a matter of time. And then we will fight. It's one thing to have a crazy person pick up a rifle and attack people. It's another one to blow up the, our homegrown terrorist that blew up in Oklahoma City. It's another thing to have the Twin Towers brought down from people that are here in our country, went through flight schools, and ask, you know, saying, I don't know how, have to know how to land. I just have to know how to take off. I mean, that ought to be an indicator someplace to somebody. FBI knew about some of them. And yet it struck on our homeland. And this is just, you know, is it going to be just a matter of time before Hamas or Hezbollah or somebody else launches an attack against our cities? I don't know. I hope not. I hope that the FBI and the CIA and NSA and the U.S. Marshals Service and our local police and our local law enforcement authorities are working together to prevent this. We'll be right back.
Motors and Stellantis continue. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is down 91 points, while the Nasdaq trading 88 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
In a world where financial landscapes can change rapidly, safeguarding your savings and retirement accounts is paramount. Direct Bullion USA is more than just the number one rated gold bullion dealer in America. We're your trusted partner in navigating the uncertainties of hyperinflation and political upheaval around the world. Direct Bullion USA can provide you with the knowledge and resources to fortify your financial stability and protect what matters most. Call us now at 888-787-GOLD. Precious metal. Metals like gold and silver have been a safe haven investment for hundreds of years. Get started when you call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold investing starter kit today. All it takes is one call to 888-787-GOLD. Take control of your retirement and protect your future with Direct Bullion USA. Call 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD. Gold.
China's foreign minister is holding out hopes for improved U.S. ties during a three-day visit to Washington.
Wang Yi, China's top diplomat, speaking through a translator, says communications between Washington and Beijing need to be improved.
China and the United States need to have dialogue. Not only should we resume dialogue, the dialogue should be in-depth.
Wang will visit with his counterpart, Secretary of State Antony Blinken, and other high-level U.S. officials, including possibly President Joe Biden. Both countries appear eager to stem any further decline in their ties. Norman Hall, Washington.
Chinese telecom equipment maker Huawei Technologies reports its profits edged higher in the first three quarters of this year. This is despite U.S. sanctions that have hindered both its sales and its purchases of advanced technology. Former President Trump sanctioned the company, accusing it of spying for Communist China. News and analysis at townhall.com. A National Hockey League standout is off the ice, at least for now.
The NHL announced it has suspended Ottawa Senators forward Shane Pinto for 41 games for activities relating to sports wagering. In a statement released Thursday, the league says its investigation found no evidence that Pinto wagered on NHL games and considers the matter closed. The 22-year-old center has yet to appear in NHL games this season after playing in all 82 games last year. A former second-round draft pick and New York native, Pinto has scored 21 goals, including a career-high 20 last season in 99 career NHL games. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
Former President George W. Bush, former Rangers owner, will throw out the ceremonial first pitch before Texas plays the Arizona Diamondbacks in the World Series opener tonight. This will be Mr. Bush's fourth World Series ceremonial first pitch. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 27th of October, 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, Christina's at the helm. It's National Black Cat Day. Good morning, Christina.
Good morning.
Okay, during the break, because I went over on the news, and I've gone out to all of our shows and said, you can't go over on the news. And so I, Christina, you're the one that keeps me in line. So play the music at about 30 seconds till, and at 10 till, just cut me off if I'm talking. So we can do, as the FCC requires, a station identification.
And you know
and
who
then
what?
We hit the news.
Before I go to the weather, I just have to say, Jim, we have somebody who keeps us in line, and Jim Bremer, who we just admire so much, listens in, gives us helpful critiques. Sometimes probably feels like we're not following up, but believe me, it's in the building blocks of what we do. But okay, so earlier I was talking about that singer in Eddie Money. And
Take Me Home Tonight.
Yeah, the female singer on the song is not an unknown backup singer. It's Ronnie Spector, the lead singer of the Ronettes, whose hits include Be My Baby, which is referenced in the song, Be My Little Baby.
Yeah.
I did not know this. So I love the fact that Jim has been in the industry forever and ever and ever to shine a light on educating me. So for our listeners that were there in the first part of the show, that I had no idea. I love that. Just like Ronnie said, Be My Little Baby, that was Ronnie Spector. Okay, super. Thank you, Jim. All right, now.
What's the weather look like?
Okay, looks like we're going to have areas of smoke today. We have a fire weather watch and a wind advisory. So today, after 11 o'clock, we're going to have around 67. But we do have, again, this widespread haze. And the wind gusts can get up to about 18 miles per hour today. Now, tomorrow looks like we could, it's a breezy day with winds, gusts up to 33. So get ready for that. Clear skies on tomorrow night with around 46. And gusts of wind can get up to about 26. So higher in the day, lower as the sun goes down. Sunday will be sunny with a high near 71 with gusts of wind again, and the smoke. So we're going to have that kind of thing that's going on this weekend. Gusts up to about 30 miles per hour over Sunday and Sunday night, clear skies with around 47. That's a weekend forecast here brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, located in Anderson, 365-3793.
Locally owned, locally operated. Okay. If you don't have anything to do tonight and you're going, gee, I'd like to do something.
Last minute date.
Monster Mash Bash. I've still got two tickets for this tonight. These are $50 a person tickets. It includes dinner, costume contest if you wish to enter, music, prizes. It's going to be at the Anderson VFW Hall, and it's in support of the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center and their Silver Star Mothers families.
of those who are deployed, and the help is helps pay for the sending of the packages to all of our deployed military from our area here. To purchase tickets, go to NorCalVeteransMuseum.org or just call us at 530-605-4567 and pick up your tickets right here. Okay. Hello.
Hi. I'm looking for weird news, you know, and I get lost in the weird news.
I hate to keep harping on this.
What?
It's about the border, because I just went off on how many people coming across the border. 2023 marks the worst year ever at the border with 3.2 million nationwide encounters. 3.2 million. The amount of people that are making it across the border is astronomical. It's increased over 40% since 2021, 4% compared to 2022, more than 100% compared to fiscal year 2019. Total of 2.47 million illegal encounters. But there is also an additional 190,000 illegal immigrant encounters at the northern border. This was at the southern border, all the millions, marking roughly an increase of 80,000 encounters since last year and a shocking jump up from just 27,000 in 2021. It's another unprecedented milestone under Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas and President Joe Biden's open border policies, according to this article. Overall, the total of 3.2 million illegal immigrant encounters nationwide, but does not include the 1.7 million known illegal immigrant getaways who've entered the country since the Biden administration. I mean, you think about this. How many people can we keep just flowing across the border, coming to towns? And I wonder where they're going to, because I've never seen, I don't think they've ever put out, oh, this is where these people, you know, where the people are going to. Look at New York. New York is offering free airline tickets to illegals to anywhere they want to go in the United States just to get them out of New York because they are overrun. The sanctuary state and city is overrun. Chicago, overrun. You know, some of these towns come in here and all of a sudden their school systems are just inundated.
Can you understand how people feel, those people who enter the United States?
Oh, I know why they're coming.
No. What I'm saying, let me finish my thought
okay.
here. Where those people that have come into the United States legally, they've gone through the process.
Oh, yeah.
Remember when we went to Ellis Island, because my grandmother came through Ellis Island, wonderful documentaries about the people that came on the ships, that some of them were indentured. Is that the right word? Wait. Indentured servants.
Well, that was before your...
But they,
that
was but before I know, but some people your, came over and
yeah,
they had...
But that
they
was
were
back in 1800s.
Well, organizations that had... that some of these people really were responsible for building America, that would come over and they have to work a year or two in order
or
to...
10 years.
To get, yes, to get... And then they brought people over because the other areas were horrific. Well, when we went to Ellis Island, it was fascinating because my grandmother came over in the 20s, and she fled Yugoslavia. And because of the horrific acts that had happened, and they were a family that had, you know, a beautiful home and income, and it was war torn at that point, and they had to flee for a better life. And so a lot of her family came over, and she didn't, 8 years old, she did not speak English. And I don't know how they ended up in Iowa, but she ended up in Iowa.
Well, that's where the brother had gone to. And when they came in at Ellis Island, they had to pass a medical test. They had to say where they were going to and who was their sponsor.
And how much money they had.
How much money they had when they came in.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
it's all in black and white.
So yeah. we got copies. And by the way, if you ever have an opportunity to do that, and you're in New York, do that trip, because they have wonderful docents there that will help you search for the name of an ancestor. And, of course, all the spellings have changed. Many of them changed. They just were, there were so many people that came through. But my point is if it was done then, and yes, it was Ellis Island, but before, I don't understand why people can just walk into the borders. I mean, when we go to Canada, I mean, when I was performing and we had to go into Canada, it took us hours to get into Canada because we had to get, certain papers, and we were under, at that point, once we came across, even though we were performing over there, we had to be under their medical, whatever they have there, mm-hmm. to show that, well, in fact, our visa was under a certain amount of time in Canada, and was one of the hardest borders to cross.
Our visas are the same thing. One of the largest group of people that are here illegally are people that come on a work visa or a student visa, and they just don't go home. But going back to finish this up on the terrorist, last month the U.S. Customs and Border Protection reported a 40% increase compared in September of 2021 encounters there with people on the terrorist watch list. The marks from a 72% increase in from fiscal year 2022 for apprehensions of individuals on the terrorist watch list, and is the most on record. So it's there. That's not even counting people with just criminal backgrounds. So, okay. But this is something that needs to be examined. We need to redo our whole immigration policy of how to get people in here legally and not make it such a burden that people don't even try it. On the other hand, it's the law to protect the border and not let people in just because economically they're disadvantaged. And yet this administration seems to have no idea on how to control the border. All right. Hey, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back after these messages.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, Shasta County Supervisor, District 4, inviting you to my fundraising dinner this November 18th, Anderson VFW, doors open at 4 p.m. Lots of great items, trips, and of course, lots of fantastic guns. Barbecue dinner by Rockin' Pete's. I'm proud of the work that we have accomplished this year, and with your support, I'd like to continue. Supervisor Jones's fundraising dinner this November 18th. For tickets, you can go to Jones's Fort or call me at 530-222-3223. Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, Chairman of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. I'm proud of the work that we have accomplished this year, most notably getting rid of the Dominion voting machines, which we have proved are hackable. For the first time in a long time, we are going to have fair elections. By using volunteers in the process to hand count ballots, we will save money, and to date, we have over 400 people signed up. Fair elections, saving money, working hard for you. Vote no on the cry recall. Vote for Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
Step into savings at Design Time and Tile during National Karastan Month and bring timeless luxury and sophisticated style to your home for the holidays. Enjoy the style and durability of environmentally friendly Karastan luxury carpet. Easy to clean with permanent built-in stain and soil resistance, or choose from the flawless craftsmanship of Karastan Luxcraft Luxury Vinyl and Belalux Hardwood Collections. Live beautifully with Karastan and Design Time and Tile, voted 2022 Best of the North State, Clear Creek Road and Highway 273, or visit our website, designtimestore.com.
Get ready for an adrenaline-packed showdown like no other at Wind River Resort and Casino as Primal Fighting Championships presents Fight Night. Saturday, November 11th, Fight Night will bring you the excitement of amateur, pro-entitled MMA fights. Tickets start at just $55 plus fees and includes $10 free slot play. Must be 21. bound to attend this extreme event. This action-packed night sells out fast. For tickets or complete details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280. You win. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike? Why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebates.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
I've tried barbecue from here to the other side of the Mississippi, son, and Smokin' Joe's in Redding, it's the best. St. Louis pork ribs, tri-tip, tender pulled pork, sweet and tangy barbecue chicken, and so much more. Kindly step in or use their convenient drive-thru.
Hey, this is Joe from Smokin' Joe's Barbecue. If you want to try the best barbecue in the North State, try Smokin' Joe's on Airport Road next to Dutch Rose.
Check out Smokin' Joe's Barbecue, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., now open Sundays.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR, with Carl and DeBott. This portion of the show brought to you by NorCal Tractor and Equipment for all your Kubota needs. Whether it's for a day, a month, you can lease them or you can buy them. They've got it all, tractors, skid steers, small to large. It's a locally owned, locally operated young family there that does a lot for our community, especially around when it comes to Toys for Tots. They put boxes of stuff together for local kids that need toys. They're located at 2540 Gateway Drive in Anderson. You can give them a call at 530-221-6800. You have a story about Elon Musk.
I do.
And drive-in theaters.
All right, so
we're going to try and look at maybe more positive news.
Yeah.
It's a Friday.
Yes.
That, you know, we've already kind of doomed and gloomed our way through, except for the Pike Minnow. I thought that was really an interesting story.
Yeah, and I learned about, you know, Ronette. So Elon Musk to bring back first drive-in movie theater to L.A. at Tesla's new supercharging station. Now, I don't know about you, but I grew up watching, you know, the family threw us all in the car. And, yes, I was a person that slept in the back of the very back window. No seat belts. Remember when you had that piece of metal chunky thing that would, you'd roll your window down and that would be the sound?
It's called a speaker.
Yeah.
And it's on a wire that people would drive off and forget.
Yes. And then you would have a playground in the front. So everybody would play, and you had those, you know, bars and swings and all kinds of things that, you know, probably would, you got bruised up a little bit. That's what you did. And then you'd watch the movie, saw Mary Poppins that way, and a lot of things. But anyway, so have you ever been sitting in an EV charging station? I know we don't have one, but for many of you who do, and wish you could throw on a movie or something while you wait. Tesla is providing such an opportunity to the denizens of Los Angeles. They recently received permission to break ground on a 1950s-style drive-in movie theater and diner where the cinema parking comes with Tesla fast-charging stations. This is going to be down in Santa Monica. And so they've been expecting, some of these Tesla owners had been expecting this since 2018, but, you know, we went through, obviously, the COVID, the pandemic, and all the other things. But so major new supercharged station coming to Santa Monica soon with 50s Diner and 100 Best Movie Clips playing too. So that's going to be fun. It's going to be supercharging network.
You know,
I love that idea.
At Camp Pendleton or in Oceanside, they had a drive-in theater that had five
yes.
screens, and it would fill up on the weekends with Marines and other people, you know, lived in that area. Five different movies, and you're facing different directions, and they would charge you by the car. So you could stick six Marines in there or whatever, your family. Mm-hmm. You didn't have to hide in the trunk anymore like you did back when you were in school. And it's drive-ins. The last drive-in I saw was years ago and was up in the high desert around 29 Palms at the Marine Corps base there at the town of 29 Palms. Mm. There was a drive-in theater. Now, I don't know if it's still there because land has become so valuable that people were selling them off. But I just wonder, could you do a drive-in theater here in Redding? Except it'd have to be outside the city of Redding because of the land prices. And just doing something like that.
Well, enjoyed and did movies in the park, which was something that you could, and that was beautiful.
And hundreds of people showed up for that and down at Anderson River Park.
But I think they still, if I'm not mistaken, think in Sacramento off of Bradshaw, those theaters may still be in existence. I'll check that out because I'm going to go see my folks this weekend and I'll drive down to see. I think they still are in there in Rancho Cordova area when you drive down 50. And my story of the movie theater, outdoor movies of that particular era and area. I worked at a place in Sacramento called the Great Northern Food and Beverage Company. And everybody in that restaurant had to do some kind of...
You were singing and dancing and putting on shows and everything.
Or they would be a server and they'd break out in song and that kind of thing. So it was really a novelty and a lot of fun. There was a gal there that worked and played guitar. And so she said, hey, let's go see Jaws. I had no idea. We waited in line. I remember she had this little yellow, like a 240Z. Uh-huh. And we were lined up, I think it was the Bradshaw exit, lined up on 50 to get into the drive-in theater. I don't know what time it was, but I remember she pulled out her guitar out of the last because we were just in standstill traffic. She pulled out her guitar, just playing songs. We were singing and waiting for us to get in the line. And then we saw Jaws. I really had no idea how scared I was going to be in that, like how knee in the face reaction would have happened in that movie. So I have just a real, stained in the system, seared into my very existence.
You watch Jaws now, though.
Well, I know it's coming. At that time, I didn't know what was coming. It was like watching Halloween the very first time in a double feature.
I should take you down to the monolith.
I mean, Halloween in a double feature, not even knowing what it was going to be. This is in L.A. back in the 70s. And then not thinking that you were going into the movie theater to see any kind of thrasher, scary movie, and all of a sudden having a Halloween that they were testing. And, I mean, I was like... sweat was all, I just like, my clothes were drenched after coming out of seeing Halloween in North Hollywood. Hey, let's go to the phones. Bonnie, good morning.
Good morning. We just came back from Apple Hill yesterday on Highway 50, and I don't know the area that well, but we went by a huge area as we were heading east. It was on the left, and there were at least four outdoor screens.
Yes.
We went by kind of fast, so I wasn't able to count them all. But anyway, there is an outdoor film area. I don't know if it's up and running, but we did see that outdoor theater area.
Well, that's cool that they're still out there.
Maybe it's operational. I don't know.
Yeah.
But we did. I said, look, there's outdoor theater, whatever you call them.
Drive-ins.
Drive-in.
Drive-ins. Yeah, I couldn't remember the word. I'm 75. It's been a lot of years since I went to an outdoor.
Yeah, but you were going to them when you were 16 and 17.
Right, right. Anyway, we did see them on off of Highway 50.
Okay.
So
they're still there.
They're still, if you're heading east, they were on the left, so.
Well, it might be worth a road trip to go up and go to a drive-in theater.
Yes, it would be. It would be. But we went to Folsom and saw Police State at the Folsom Theater. So we did get to go to the show, but it wasn't actually recreational. So, anyway.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. No. I'm looking up right now. I think it looks like it's called West Wind Drive-In.
Where at?
All Digital Drive-In. I'm looking at this. It says Oaks Thanks, Drive, Bonnie. Sacramento. Thank you. Let's see. And it says for ordering tickets online. It doesn't even say what's playing. But anyway, so we're looking to see what that looks like right now. If you love movies, you'll love working here. Okay, so I'll find out more about that, let you know, when I go down there this weekend. I'll find out where it is.
Do they still have drive-ins, or is that just some kind of, say, digital one? I don't know. That tells me it's maybe on your...
if you bring in your iPad.
Yeah, it's on your iPad or your computer. Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, right across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's, is Cypress Square Barbershop. It's been there for like 30 years, locally owned, locally operated. It's a veteran-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. They work, you can make an appointment there at 530-244-9478, so it works on your schedule. I got to get down there. Or you can just walk in there. If they've got an opening, they're more than happy to cut your hair. I've never had a bad haircut there at 15, 16 years now. Man's last stronghold. It hasn't changed, I bet, an iota, except for new equipment in 30 years. It's a great place. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Mark your calendars and buckle up for the Cadillac CT5 giveaway at Wind River Resort and Casino. Play any of our exciting table games with your River Club card to earn entries. Weekly drawings every Friday and Saturday from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. starting October 6th. All weekly drawing winners receive $200 in chips. Entries multiply as the weeks go on. Join us for the final drawing at 10 p.m. on Saturday, December 23rd for your chance to drive away in the car of your dreams. For details, go to windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Do you have that story inside you just waiting to be shared with the world? We have great news. NaNoWriMo is coming. This November is National Novel Writing Month, and the local writing community is gathering to support local writers and stores. Find out how to get involved by heading to NaNoWriMo.org or finding the Writing Roots team on social media. By working together, this November may be the month your dream becomes a reality.
Now at Black Bear Diner, enjoy four new buttermilk biscuit creations.
so huge, so monumental, you're going to need a fork and knife to enjoy them. Each featuring our enormous, baked, fresh in our kitchen every day buttermilk biscuits, the baby burn chicken fried steak, the savory tri-tip benedict, the hot honey crispy chicken, the colossal breakfast club. So get to Black Bear Diner today and grab your fork and knife for a limited time only.
Black Bear Diner.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Today, the 27th of October, 8:35 in the morning, it's 41 degrees out there. I can't believe that. It doesn't seem that cold.
I think it feels cold.
All the weather reports are brought to you, of course, by Shasta Gas Propane. Veteran-owned business out of Anderson gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the top 50 cardiovascular hospitals in the United States, highly rated by the Medicare and Medicaid organizations. It's become a teaching hospital, and they've got 13 new doctors that are coming in for a three-year program. Next year, get another 10 or 12 and just keep bringing these new doctors in that work in the hospital but also in the local clinics, VA, Reading Rancheria clinics, working with specialists here in town. It's a good way to increase the number of doctors we have here, but also show them what a great place it is to live up here in the North State. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. We have friends that have kids that drive, or young adults that drive. And as you can imagine, the cost
including our grandkids.
Yeah, the cost of insurance is remarkable. Here's the good news, is that the rates of fatal traffic collisions of drivers under the age of 21 have fallen dramatically from data gathered from 2002 to 2021, 38% less likely to be involved in a fatal collision and 45% less likely to be a victim of a fatal collision. And they are still the riskiest cohort behind the wheel. And that's because of inexperience,
right?
And they're young, immaturity. But still, the amount of collisions, fatal collisions, have dropped dramatically. But you know, they also have different programs. One of the two major education was considered one of the two major factors that have influenced the drop in fatal collisions, particularly when the parents are involved. And then they have these others too. Placing limits on driving privileges, you know, like if you're, they can involve driving at night with other people or driving with other people in the car, driving on interstates. And, so all of these, I was doing a ride along.
Okay.
A few years ago with the Reading Police Department. They pulled a car over that had, four people in it, and the driver was 16. Mm. And all the kids were 16, but he could not be driving at night with other 16-year-olds in the car.
I thought you
were.
The
same thing in New Mexico.
Right. I thought there was a law that at 16, you cannot be driving unless you have somebody over 21 with you.
Well, I mean,
as a passenger.
Well, that was, I think, when you're going through your driver's, you know, you can get your driver's license, but you have to have an adult with you when you're age 15. But in 16, you can't have other kids driving with you. And in fact, when, Ashlyn was driving, she couldn't have, when she was 16, she couldn't have Michael in the car
because he was, I think he was 12 or 13. So anyway, that's good news that this is happening, but still, it is still the riskiest group out there, even though that's good news.
Well, when I was, I remember my parents, of course, they, you know, when you're driving and you're now on, under the insurance of your parents, how it was triple or whatever it was at that point from 16. And then I think until 26, isn't it? To 26, you're, I'd be curious if somebody knows 20, this.
21, I think.
I mean, before your insurance rates really go down, I think they're high even after 21.
Well, they may be. It's been a while.
Yeah, I mean, if somebody knows that, I would be curious to know.
Well, our insurance rates keep going up every year. And when I called them, I said, why did my insurance rates go up? We haven't had tickets. We don't have wrecks. And they said, well, congratulations. You live in California.
Mm.
And there is numerous wrecks in California and a lot of uninsured motorists. So we have to raise our rates to, you know, and they're not raising them, by, you know, a lot. But still raising it like couple hundred dollars a year, and you want to know why. If it's not you, it's because of the uninsured motorist and all this that cost the insurance companies. It's then, of course, insurance companies pulled out of California for property insurance because of the cost of rebuilding everything in California, and that is still up in the air on insurance. And you're right, we need to get Judy Maxwell in here to give us the latest on this, so we'll try and get her in next week to talk about this.
Well, we finally have a speaker.
Yeah, and this is strange because he's a conservative guy, and yet moderate Republicans aren't upset about this, and because they believe that he can that he's going to listen to people and listen to all sides of it. He's got a group of people there. They've only got a 4-vote majority in here. A terrible election cycle last time. And so you got to keep everybody voting along the same lines. And so how do you do that? I mean, you've got 8 people immediately, you know, that led to the downfall of McCarthy.
Mm.
And then not being able to agree on anybody, yet he, who's only been in Congress since 2017, had every Republican vote for him, and he became the Speaker of the House. And so it's going to be interesting because he is conservative. He's from Louisiana. Yet people seem to think that, and hopefully, that he can play a major role in getting legislation through. It's going to be interesting to see what happens over the next few weeks. It's going to be really interesting to talk to Congressman LaMalfa next Friday and see what happened. What does he think about this guy? And why did he get, you know, how did he rise so fast
quickly
through the ranks like that?
I mean, whoever, was he on your radar?
No,
anything about him?
He was like 5th in line, you know, in the Republican Party. Now he's 3rd in line to be president of the United States. You know, God forbid anything happens to the president and vice president, then if it did, he steps up to be president of the United States. So, yeah, the more we know about this guy, the better it is. My computer just quit.
Did it?
It just quit.
I think both of us.
My computer can't figure out whether it can last 2 hours without a charge or if it can last an hour.
I think we're both.
It's at the end of the week, though.
Yes, and I also do think that, you know, I'm an Apple. I have a Mac, and you have an HP. Isn't that kind of a typical? But I've had a Mac since
HP is like 8 years
old. I've been an Apple, like Mac girl since I started on computer, which would have been 95.
You had one of those original.
Yeah, I still have it.
You still have it, that original computer.
Yeah, it looks like your
Apple Mac.
Like a 1950 Apple. Something out of the Jetsons. Was so cool. I mean, it all came right out
you
of a box.
That's right.
I still have it in the back room. That's right. I kept it because it just, you know. Anyway, so I started on Macs because I was in Nashville at the time, and everybody in the industry said if you're going to do anything creative, you need to be with a Mac. So I've just kind of stayed with Apple products and my Mac, and so I've got like a MacBook Pro that is older, and I need something new, but they don't make these computers that have like a a CD disc in the site anymore. So I have to figure out, you know, which direction I'm going to go.
Hey, in about 2 weeks, we're getting ready to have the Marine Corps Ball.
And, we have to talk about that.
We've got right now over 200 people are coming to it. And if you'd like to come to it, you don't have to be a Marine. You don't have to be in the, a veteran or a member of the military right now. You can be a civilian and come and join us at our 248th Marine Corps Birthday Ball, November 10th. It's going to be out at Wind River.
And who's the keynote speaker?
A guy by the name of James Harker, who was an aviator in the Marine Corps. But he's going to be talking about moving one of the things he's going to talk about is moving the Air Museum from Miramar up to the old Marine Corps Air Station at El Toro, bringing in dozens of planes, hundreds and hundreds of exhibits that are going to be there at El Toro. That and other stories he's going to be telling, but it's a time that the Marine Corps celebrates its birthday, and we honor the oldest and youngest Marine. We have the marching in of the colors, national anthem, the commandant's message, the General Lejeune's message. Everybody really has a good time. We're going to have our music provided by a DJ by the name of Mark Mazzano, who just happens to be the vice mayor of Reading.
Okay.
But he has a DJ business, too. And, you know, he's cut back on that, but he always likes coming to the Marine Corps Ball, and we love having him there. For tickets, just go to Eventbrite and go to Reading and the 248th Marine Corps birthday, and you can get your tickets. And
it's a beautiful event.
It is.
And it's traditional. And so with so many of the for so many traditions that we've had that have gone
by the wayside. Yeah.
The beauty of this event is steeped in tradition and has been in the same tradition for how many years?
Well, 248th birthday. And the Marine Corps celebrates their birthday no matter where they are. I was in the jungles of the Philippines, and there was like seven of us there. And we celebrated it. Or when you're deployed in Iraq, Afghanistan, we take that day and we remember and we celebrate. I think everybody gets a piece of birthday cake, or you try to. In Vietnam, it wasn't quite the same. Let's take a quick break and we'll be right back for our last segment.
In what you believe. I'm only human after all, and you're only human after all. Don't put the blame on me. Don't put your blame on me.
Mow, dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota VX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota VX Series, rated number one in durability and owner experience. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. La Gloria Cubana Classic, a longtime favorite created with Nicaraguan and Dominican fillers and an exquisite Ecuadorian Sumatra wrapper. Along with a medium body profile, this stick offers rich chocolate and leathery notes with a cedary finish, guaranteed to age well. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Explore the wonder and science of wintry landscapes at Turtle Bay's newest museum exhibition, Snow. Tiny Crystals, Global Impact, on display September 16th through December 31st at Turtle Bay Museum. This exhibit dives deep into the environment, culture, adaptations, and sciences all about snow as a valuable resource. Great for all ages. Snow. Tiny Crystals, Global Impact is presented by Carolina Giramonti in memory of Nick L. and Claudia Giramonti. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Welcome back, Free Fire Radio.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, next week, Veterans Day Parade information. Hopefully our new police chief joins us next week.
Wow.
On Wednesday, Congressman LaMalfa on Friday. We've got a number of things happening. We've got the REU director.
Oh, great.
Coming in.
First time, right, with our new director,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
we missed Dan Bean, but we've got a
yeah,
nice
to... He's a great guy. Great guy.
Right.
Hey, there was, you know, you talk about young people and how they're just not involved and all that. Mm. 14-year-old innovator from Annandale, Virginia has secured the coveted title America's Top Young Scientist for creating a bar of soap designed to combat skin cancer. Think about this. He's 14. He was a victor of the 2023 3M Young Scientist Challenge, standing out among 9 other finalists with his innovation for a soap that where am I? My computer just kicked
flipped.
Me off.
Anyway, I saw that too. I thought that was inspirational.
So yeah, but he's 14 years old and he's created a soap that can
have the properties.
Yeah.
To combat skin cancer. So
yeah.
That's interesting. Well, a couple things. Let's start with this, and then I'd like to end with us wrapping our arms around somebody who passed in our community that used to be on our program years and years that we
had
known
that, yeah.
Known this person, and we'll end with that because he deserves a tribute. But as we're talking about. Whether we like it or not, Halloween candy and Halloween, all of that stuff goes on. It's a big thing with kids, big thing with adults too. And I came across this article about what is the healthiest Halloween candy. And you're in good luck, Carl, because if we had to pick something off the shelf, this is our favorite. According to Rose Britt, a registered dietitian with Top Nutrition Coaching, the healthiest Halloween candy is peanut M&Ms.
Linda would send to Iraq bags of these things, and I'd share with everybody because we couldn't get those. And don't tell me why M&M peanut candy
yes.
was desired by everybody that I worked with over there.
I sent you a big bag several times. So she says, she's getting into the nitty-gritty, a serving of peanut M&Ms contains a little less than 1 gram of fiber, 2 grams of protein, and 9 grams of sugar. A similar size serving of Reese's Peanut Butter Cups contains around the same nutritional value, but a touch more added sugar, and Snickers contains no fiber, 1 gram of protein. Anyway, so, anyway, for those people who can't have peanut allergies, that's, I'm sorry. Now, do we have somebody who we admired who was able to,
he touched a lot of people.
And he was able to understand both sides of the aisle. And he was on your program several times.
No, he had his own show.
Yeah, but then again, you had him come back later, and you were able to talk about
different subjects.
How you could look at things from all areas without
animosity,
arguing and putting the other person down and saying you're wrong for feeling that way, which is seems to be the standard today, which is harmful and hurtful, in my opinion. So he was the epitome of somebody who, in my opinion, was fair and objective.
Dr. Doug Craig, who is a member who lived here in Reading for decades, was a psychologist here in town. And you're right, he would come on, he and I would be on the show, and we would take both sides of an argument. He would show up with tons of material that we never got through, but he had it all there. And the idea behind it is that you can take two contentious, you can take a side that could be contentious and be able to discuss it and listen to the other person and, you know, and go back and forth without any animosity and be able to maybe come to a, you know, an agreement somewhere there. Or even if you don't change your mind, it's still the fact that you don't have to get angry at somebody or a group of people because you don't agree with them. The way it kind of used to be, where in our Congress of our United States, where senators and representatives could argue on the floor but still go out and have dinner together. I think that probably is very difficult in today's bipartisanship. It's gotten so, gosh, venomous at times.
Mm-hmm.
When, you know, if you don't like what somebody's saying, you don't have to listen to them. You don't have to, you know, they talk about shows on Fox or MSNBC, and people say things are really bad on these stations about other people. And, how can you say that? Well, the point is that people do have other opinions. And if you don't want to hear Sean Hannity, or you don't want to hear, somebody out of Rachel Maddow or something like that, then you just don't have to listen to them. Or you can listen to them to see what they're saying, mm-hmm. and to glean anything you can out of that to say, well, you know what, maybe that is a point. There's been numerous times in the last 14 years that we've had people on and I've listened to them and I thought, well, you know what, you're correct on that. You know, and you go out and research it and you find out that, oh, okay, you know, a lot of times we hear things,
mm-hmm.
or we read things that just aren't true. Well, it leaves it up to you then to go in and, I mean, Joe Biden is not Satan, okay? No matter where you may hear this, he is not Satan. Donald Trump is not Satan. There's things about both of them that you may not agree with and you may not like, but they are not Satan. They are not the devil. They are not the second coming of the Antichrist. And yet we've gone to that point where there is nothing redeemable about either person in a lot of people's ideas, and that's just not true. We have to open our minds up
we
here.
We want to just say rest in peace to...
And Doug Craig was a great
Doug
example
Craig
of somebody that would do that.
And to his wife, Nancy, and his family. And I just think he was... I will say this, and I just promise I'm not going to cry. He was a great man. He
helped a lot of people.
Spread love. He had an open heart. He had an open mind. And we lost a really good person in the loss of Dr. Doug Craig.
And we can finish up with a lady that had many health issues, but then she started getting depressed because of these. And her doctor wrote her a prescription to adopt a cat. She adopted the cat, and she left the appointment feeling both touched and inspired by the doctor's unconventional advice. She stumbled on the way home. She stumbled upon a three-legged kitten named Earlene at a local farm, and she lost most of one of her front paws. Well, guess what? Earlene now has a home. They formed an immediate and deep bond, and her depression was lifted.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is the beauty of what we talk about, like adopting, you know, entering a shelter, having, it's healthy. It really is healthy to have a critter, I think. You're all of a sudden, their needs become important, you know, to how to feed them, how to make sure that they, you know, go to the bathroom, their habits, their, you know, it's just good for you. It's good for your soul.
They have an animal. Yeah. Not necessarily a horse coming into your bedroom, but a...
I would if I could.
I know you would. Anybody, hey, everybody, have a great weekend. If you can, head on down to the monolith to be scared at the... All the money goes back into our into our community. The Mash Bash, head out. I think Rocky Horror Show is sold out.
Yeah.
But there's Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. I think that's still playing out there, and all types of different things that are happening. So everybody, have a great weekend.